This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. Happy Friday, Hot Breath-iverse, or whatever day you're listening to this. I release cool content on Fridays, just a little more miscellaneous, just to kind of keep you engaged and learning all about what is the comedy grind here at Hot Breath, your weekly guide to comedy mastery. Today's episode is it's an interesting take. I've never really heard this through like a podcasting platform before, but it's actually a phone conversation? Yeah, whatever it is. I was talking on the phone with a fellow Hot Brethren, and there were just so many gems being shared that I was like, oh man, I need to start recording this. So I did get his permission after, I will say, but in the meantime, I kept the conversation just kind of flowing until we finished up our talk, so everything still seemed and was organic. But this is just a cool conversation. You know, some of my favorite thing is just the hearing back from fans, but also previous guests. And this dude calls me from time to time and is just like, yo, man, keep doing it. I just listened to your episode with so-and-so, and it is awesome. Keep grinding. And just to, you know, keep encouraging me, and especially from OGs in the game, it really does feel good to know that, like, the people reaching out are people that I value, not only just their comedy grind, but also their own unique work ethic and just their overall perspective. So the dude I'm talking about, LeVar Walker, he was back in Hot Breath episode number 6 and also number 133. I will link both in the show notes so you can check out those interviews if you haven't heard them, but this is a vet in the comedy game, man. He was just most recently on Lil Rel's TV show. I mean, he's been on Shaq All-Star Comedy Tour and Last Comic Standing. I mean, just Kevin Hart's LOL Network special. Just listen to those interviews. They'll be linked in the show notes. But he just called up to share some wisdom and really some gratitude for the podcast, but ended up just talking comedy game, which all of us like to do. So this is kind of a cool to be a fly on the wall of that experience. So if you like content like this, let me know. You know, contact me on social media at Hot Breath Pod or email hotbreathpod@gmail.com. And let's just keep the community building, you know, as we do here. So let's get into this talk. I hope you enjoy it. You know, if you like Hot Breath, you know, our merch shop is now up. I'll link that in the show notes as well if you're looking to get some Hot Breath swag. But in the meantime, in between time, I present to you in an almost NSA style, me and LeVar Walker.
If you're in LA, right? I think it's a longer grind. You would have to move out there very early in your career. So, and I think what ends up happening is, like, the class of people you start out with in the comedy store in 10 years, they're writers, they're producers, they this, they that. And then they kind of, hey, LeVar, I want you to do this part. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I've heard, is that you get most of your work from your network.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, sometimes I hate reading for auditions. I'm like, man, they're not going to pick me for this shit. Like, when I did a little part on Rail, like, you know what I mean? Like, they call me, yeah, they want you to send a tape. But I tell you, dude, an hour later, they call back, oh, congratulations, boy, you got the part. Then 5 minutes later, Rail call. I said, hey, what you do? Yeah, I just told them, fam, shit, I want you to play the part. Fuck that. Okay. Nigga, just like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's so much bullshit, bro. That shit would drive me the fuck crazy. I'm not gonna lie, man. It would drive me the fuck crazy, bro.
To have to live out there?
You funny as hell, huh?
Oh, to have to live out in L.A.? Yeah.
It would drive me crazy. Yeah, it would drive me fucking... it would drive me nuts.
But that's where you are.
It would drive me nuts.
You're a family man. Like you said, if you're a young gunner and you just run out there, but, you know, I'm not trying to move out there to start over. I'll move out there when there's work.
Yeah, exactly. That, but I think that's the way you do it. Like, I don't. And then too, when you go out there and you work, and it seems for whatever reason other doors open up. It's like they hear you working.
Uh huh.
And they wanna connect with you to see what you got going on, and they throw you something. You know what I mean? It's like a, you know.
Yeah.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Yeah, I'll just
want to be.
I'll go out there every now and then just to, you know, water the seeds, but I'm not building anything long term.
Have you been doing
work.
This? Do you do the skull?
Yeah. Uh huh.
And the punchline?
I rarely. I mean, I'm not really like, I'm not in any club, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm getting steady work from anywhere. I'm just trying to find it where I can now.
Yeah. Have you done the new Uptown?
I did it when they first opened, and I haven't been back.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, you're not missing out on much.
I'm just trying to get longer stage time now, you know what I mean, man? Like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to get my feature headliner set nice and right.
Do you go to New York and kind of run around in New York?
I've been up there once. I've been up there once. So I should go back. It's been a while. It's been many years.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to kind of hoin and, you know, just go. Dude, have you been to the Comedy Cellar?
No, that's like the only one I haven't been to.
Like, can you just walk in there or do you have to make a reservation or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too
Somebody
versed
saying,
on that.
You can't even just walk in to watch a show. It's like, somebody was telling me the shit is booked out, like, forever, like it, you like literally, like it's crazy.
Yeah, that's like the Mecca.
Because they don't book any headliners.
Oh, it's all showcases, right?
Yeah, man. You know that's where you know Dave and Burr and you know the gods of comedy work out in that motherfucker.
Oh yeah,
like his cats. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true, you know, actually.
So it's like, yeah. I go up there and just be a dickhead and get mad. What do you mean, Chappelle? I registered for this spot 8 months ago. What do you mean, Chappelle is coming here? This is bullshit.
Hilarious. Do you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was on Shaq All Star.
You heard of Miller Lite competition?
That's right, God damn it.
You heard of Hot Bread?
How dare you?
You heard of Hot Bread?
Yeah. This place will be a check cashing when I'm through with it. Just go on.
Meanwhile, like Seinfeld's in the audience, like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah, for real.
What's the deal with this guy?
Do you like Seinfeld?
Yeah, I do. I like his work ethic and his attention to detail, and just his business savvy is crazy.
So you write a lot of material. You actually write it out and you kind of tinker with it.
Yeah. Got to, man. I just found that's just, even if like I do writing on stage, the writing off stage helps to inform whatever may come out in the spur of the moment on stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just like to go jump off a cliff sometimes. Let's see what comes out of this shit, you know?
You see, that's comedy, man. The other night at Cats when you were hosting, and I made fun of you for bombing, and then I bombed, and I was like, damn it, comedy.
No, that was my fault, because I was fucking around, and, I lost engagement of the crowd, you know what I mean, because I was trying to figure something out up there, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's the game, is like, you do try stuff, but then I made fun of you for trying stuff, and then I tried stuff, and the audience, it's like, we're not going to give you a break.
We were passing the bomb baton.
The bomb baton.
The bomb baton.
That is hilarious, dude.
Yeah, so.
Man,
I don't know.
But it's cool to see, you know, even people at your level still out there trying stuff and still, you know, chasing it.
Bro, I'm not at any level, Joe. I'm just really, like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Word?
No, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the hell I got going on.
Well, whatever you're doing, it's all about consistency, it seems. It just keeps building.
Yeah, I can't stop. I'm too deep in, man.
Yeah.
Can't stop.
How many years?
Like 16.
Bruh. Yeah, man.
It's been 16. I mean, I just love it either way. But, you know.
But what do you want?
I want to sell tickets, Joe. I want to sell tickets, do my tours, sell tickets, sell merchandise, and be a working comedian. That's what I want.
Gotcha.
Not a $150 in South Carolina comedian.
Yeah,
No travel, no hotel. Like, that shit makes no sense to me. So that's literally what I want. You know what I mean? So
I feel you.
Like, I still do my daily podcast. You know, my shit be like 8 minutes, 15 minutes. Some of them 25. But I did it like for a long time. I got like 125 episodes. Not even a year.
Dang, man.
But I'm averaging. You know, but it's just me talking pretty much.
But people like it.
I mean, I guess it's averaging 456. Listens per show.
Oh yeah, man, that's good. And it's a direct connect to your audience.
So I got 52,000 downloads since I started.
Oh, that's great, man. Yeah.
But it's not as like no shit is tight. Like, your shit is really tight. I'm just literally getting on that motherfucker just talking shit about current events, pretty much. It's just a gossip. I think my shit is more kind of I can't even see edutainment. I guess it's kind of edutainment, but it's just me talking shit, you know,
right.
Gossip, what's going on in my life here and there, and I'm just running with it. It's like, and it's quick. That's why I do them every day, you know?
Yeah, I'm starting to kind of do quicker. I'm doing the long form interviews, but I'm gonna start pouring in like.
Are you uploading them on YouTube?
Yeah, but I accidentally. Dang, yeah, I accidentally deleted my YouTube page, so I'm having to start all the way over.
Yeah, I mean, cause you could take yours like. I'm a huge Joe Rogan fan. Like,
right.
I love the Joe Rogan podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, like, he goes hard. Like, I don't know if Joe, I think he might upload every day, bro.
He'll go on runs where he'll do like multiple a day or multiple a week, and then sometimes he'll back off. But yeah, I mean, he's the king of it for sure.
Yeah, and I didn't think I would like his stand up, but I checked it out. It was pretty good.
Yeah, he commits. You know, he's got an energy about him.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like a wrestler that would, like, kick your ass, but...
He is. He's a fighter. He's an MMA fighter.
He'll kick your ass.
He will murder you with a pinky.
I will stab the fuck out of you, out of Joe Rogan.
That'll be your last breath.
Bro.
If you could even get that close.
Joe Rogan will fuck you up, bro.
Oh, dude. Oh. Unstoppable.
He will fuck you up, dog. Did he whoop any comic's ass in L.A.?
I don't think... He got close with Carlos Mencia when he was stealing jokes and stuff. But, not anymore. I think he's this cool guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't try.
Nah. Never.
I'm gonna do the Joe Rogan podcast one day. I'm gonna put that out there, and that's what I'm gonna tell him. I'll say, Joe, I would never try you, bro. I had to cut your motherfucking ass, man.
You better have a gun, because he'll probably kick you before you can cut him.
Dude, I know, man. That shit is crazy. Like, I think he does that jujitsu shit every day.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Is it jujitsu? So this is like the grappling or something. Which one is it?
Yeah, that's the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Well, about who? You know, they roll on the mat. He'll go class, you know, they roll and do the grappling technique.
Yep.
And Joe will fuck you up.
What are you eating?
I wish I could have turned into Joe Rogan when Mike Epps and them jump.
No, you're just a comedian.
But not there. Huh? You want some more PJ Masks? Okay, buddy. Here we go. Yeah. So where you at next, Joe? What you got coming up?
I've got I'm doing a talk on Friday about podcasting.
Oh, cool.
And I got a show in Decula on Saturday.
Let me take your shirt off.
Oh.
Joe.
Yes, sir.
Joe.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
What's up?
Joe.
LeVar.
My thing died, my AirPod. But you say you got a show in the cooler?
Yeah.
Now, do you know any places that got like 150 seater that's pretty cheap to rent out? Nice area.
I'm trying to think. 150. Can't think. I know the place, you know, I teach my classes at has a black box theater.
Yeah, but they're probably expensive.
Yeah, I don't know what the rate or what capacity is either, though. What are you looking to do?
I just want to do my own monthly. But I want something nice. I don't want to do a comedy club, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I want something nice, man. Just something cool. Maybe 100, 150 seats. And I do a monthly because I don't see, like, I was talking to, I mean, I still can pop up and work out and shit, but I think a monthly will suit me well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. If I think of somewhere, I'll let you know.
Cool, bro. Got a wife, man.
Yeah, it's all good.
Good, bro.
You
want some water? Here you go, bro. What you say now, Joe?
Oh, are you cooking for your kid?
Yeah, I'm warming him up some dinner. It's just me and him right now. His mama out of town.
Ooh.
Yeah, the boys are back in town. Like, we just chilling.
What are you feeding him?
We eating chili.
It's a good dad right there. It's not cereal.
No, that's our morning treat, the cereal.
So, our hamburger helper. That's what I had. Hamburger helper with hot dogs.
Oh, man. That's good. That's a good dish. Yeah, you talking about. Goddamn hamburger helper, boy.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
You got anything else to say about the podcast before I get off of here?
No, I was just hitting you up. Sometimes, you know, when I see certain ones, that was interesting, the one with Tam. I just wanted to see what she was saying.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was really, really good. So
I appreciate you listening, man.
That insight on comedy is really, you know what I'm saying? But you haven't sought out any representation?
No. Uh-uh.
And nobody has approached you?
I mean, nothing serious.
Do you do festivals and stuff? You need to do them festivals and shit, man.
I know. I haven't really done anything to
have
get...
Have you done the Skull Festival before?
I've applied. I've never gotten in.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Damn. I just keep applying and apply to all of them. Man, you got good tapes. Are you doing stand-up and stuff like that?
Uh-huh.
I just keep hitting them festivals, bro. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't get into Montreal. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't. You know what I mean? So
it's just right place, right time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's why I'm just trying to stay persistent, consistent, just building up what I've got going on, and then by the time something pops, I'm going to have like all these streams to bring with it, you know?
Yeah, you got it, bro. I'm telling you, you one interview away, man, before that thing go crazy. I'm telling you, it's coming.
I appreciate it.
Every time you do one of them podcasts, you closer to that one interview that's going to be life-changing. I'm telling you. It's going to bow. You're like, fuck. It's coming, man.
I remember this moment when you said that, too.
Hey, bro. I'm telling you. I see it. So keep going, man.
I will, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, then, bro. I'll holler, man.
All right, buddy. Always appreciate it.
No doubt.
All right, buddy.
Ooh. Life is so crazy, how brethren and sister, and this moment happened in a time I was feeling kind of low. You know, we all go through kind of the peaks and valleys, the crests and troughs of the process of comedy, and I was kind of at a lower point. You know, nobody's immune to them, but life is so funny how just when you're low, there's some sort of timing, some sort of opportunity, some sort of chance meeting or conversation that pops you right back up. And I gotta say, if you are going through one of these low points right now, just understand you are not alone, and reach out, engage, keep your eyes open also to the optimistic opportunities. It's very easy to get lost in your own head, but you see what you're looking for. So when you're ever in the lulls, just keep looking for the highs and you'll eventually find them. Or you just having that positive outlook, that positive intention, will then gravitate positivity towards you. I know it sounds all woo-woo-y, but it's something I have to remind myself of if I go ups and the downs. So just wanted to share that so you know you're not alone. We all go through it. And I do not get tired of hearing those compliments. I got to be honest, I love the feedback and support from everyone out there in the Hot Breathiverse. I think LeVar is right at the end of this interview, among other things he said in there. But I think we are onto something here, Hot Brethren and Sister. And so I do appreciate you still being a part of the early stages of this comedy network we're building. So if you want to keep building the network, sharing these episodes goes a long way. Also giving your feedback. I'm creating content like this based on your feedback. So the more feedback you can get, the more value and content I can provide to you. So I appreciate your time so much. I do not take it lightly. Let's get out of here. It is Friday. That's when I post this. So whenever you're listening to this, though, keep on that comedy grind. If you want to support Hot Breath, the Hot Breath Comedy Network Facebook group is a great way to join the conversation and have your voice heard here in the Hot Breathiverse. If you want to rock some Hot Breath, just open up the merch shop just in time for the holidays, peeps. It'll be linked in the show notes. Holla at ya, boy. T-shirts, hoodies, stickers, socks, all the above. But anyway, in closing, I couldn't do this without you. I also linked LeVar's two interviews on Hot Breath in the show notes, but let's stay in touch, y'all. Don't be a stranger, all right? And Monday's episode is with Amber Nash, the voice of Pam on Archer. They're hitting 10 seasons now on the show Archer. But this is a really unique interview I think you're really going to enjoy. Just a good perspective on only how you can break into the voiceover world, but just finding your own voice in comedy and developing characters in your comedy. So something you're really going to want to sit down for and listen to, or drive around to and listen to, or wherever you listen, however you listen, I just appreciate your listens. So until next Monday, right here on Hot Breath. Life is...
This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.